Okay, Derek, can you hear me?
What'd you say?
Okay, great. Okay, so the first question, question number one. Haim lova ne'man lomar praticha b'toch zmani lefi Reish Lakish. This is just this in the Gemara. Reish Lakish says one is not ne'man to say that he was praticha b'toch zmani. This is the basic pshat in the Gemara. So b'man nechleku ha-ga'on ba-rashba b'shitas Reish Lakish. So what are the ga'on and the rashba arguing about within Reish Lakish? So the rashba says that in the case of a stam halva, right, where you weren't koveya the zman, in that situation, he would say that Reish Lakish would still say Einu ne'man b'toch zmani, and that's according to the Rashba. He would say even in a stam halva, you're still not going to be ne'man. But the Gaon argues and he says no. In a stam halva, one actually is going to be ne'man. You're ne'man b'toch zmani in a stam halva, and that's what the Gaon says. Okay. Ezeraya hevi harashba v'lishitaso b'divrei ha'gemara heyam adbeis. So what's the raya that he brought? So just to bring us back into the Gemara, Babasra Hayam and Beis, you're trying to figure out what's the case of our Gemara when we say V'cheskas Shenasan. What's that case in our Gemara? So we said this case must be Paraticha Bizmani. And that's why it's V'cheskas Shenasan, because we've said, no, that's so pasha, that's so obvious. So no, it must be that he's Neman to pay even B'tosmani. And that's what V'cheskas Shenasan is talking about in the Mishnah. Therefore, we see that against Reish Lakish that one actually could pay and his ne'man b'toch zmani, and we rejected that by saying he's believed because every row is considered a separate zman. So it actually would be considered bizmano, and that's why one is ne'man, and even Reish Lakish would agree to that. So that was the Gemara. So how is this a raya to the Rashba? How is a raya to the way the Rashba understands Reish Lakish? So we asked, why didn't the Rashba would say, why didn't the Gemara just say he's in a case of Stam, and that's why he's believed, right? In a case of a Stam halva, that one is going to be Neman, and that would have been an excellent kasha against Reish Lakish, or would have been an excellent way to. That would be an excellent raya against Reish Lakish. It must be that Reish Lakish says that even by Stam, you're not going to be Neman. And that would be against the Gaon in favor of the Rashba. So then we asked, okay, so how can the... It seems like a pretty good raya, reads into the Gemara pretty well. So how is the Gaon going to respond to that raya of the Bava Basra Hayam Abayz? That because the Gemara didn't say that in a case of Stam he'd be believed, it must be that you aren't Neman in a case of Stam. So how do we respond to that? So we quoted the Shita Bikubetzes, who then quotes the Rush, and he explains how, I go into it in more depth, but I think Rebbe's chart really clarified it, and that there are really three cases that we're dealing with. There are three cases. So we'll go with case one and case three first. So the first case that in the case of the Stam case that we're dealing with now is Koveya Zman L'Chaveiro B'Halva. When you set the time beforehand. So we said, we asked, our question was, when is there a Chiyav B'Tocha Zman? Is there a Chiyav within, when you're Koveya the Zman, when you say the loan is going to go for the next like 30 days or 40 days, is there a Chiyav during that time period? So the Rush and the Rashba, they're both going to say, no, there's no Chiyav at all, because the Chiyav only kicks in when you're actually obligated to pay. And we said similarly by the Kotel as well. By the Kotel, we'd say, and the Chatzar Shenafal, we'd say that when is the Chiyav to pay? The Chiyav to pay is when the wall is completed. That's when your obligation is to pay. So the Rashi and the Rashba would both agree and say there's no Chiyav to pay until the wall is actually completed. But the case that's different, where the Rashi and the Rashba are going to argue, that's going to be in the case of a Stam Halva. So the Rush would argue and say that in the case of a Stam Halva, there actually is going to be a Chiyav B'toch HaZman. And that's why he would say that the Rashba, going back to the Bava Basra Hamad Beis, he would say that in a case of a Stam Halva, there still is no Chiyav, and therefore, because there is no Chiyav, you aren't going to be Neman. But the Rush would argue back and say, no, since there is a chiyuv to pay b'toch hazman, therefore he would be neman. That's how he would respond back to the way the Rashba understood the Gemara of Vasra Hayamad Bees. So moving on to the next question. Ha'im reish lakish mayri b'ba halva toch hazman v'omer paraticha u'ba b'zmano u'ba la'achar hazman. So we said that there were three different options as to when the loves is making this claim. Is he coming during the time the loan was issued, b'toch hazman? Is he coming bizmano, on time, or is he coming after time? So Tosfos said that he's coming b'ba bizmano, but I mean, as we're going to see in a second, it's more like in the evening, coming in the evening, b'tzarayim. By this point, Tosfos is saying b'ba bizmano. The Ramban argues and says, no, he actually came b'ba b'toch hazman. And then he made a statement. He said that I'm paying right now. So he actually came during the time of the loan, according to the Ramban. So, So the question was, so how do we understand this machlokas? What are they arguing about? And we'll use the Ran, Ber Lama Pershu Kach Lefi Aran. So we explain that according to the Ran, right? They felt a need to say what they say based on the Metzius of the Gemara that comes later. The Ran says you might think that tava la'achar azman, and you made a claim, I mean that you come after this man, and then you would say, and then your claim would be particha b'toch zmani, but that can't be what Rish Lakish was talking about, because this case is discussed later in the Gemara. The case of la'achar azman is discussed later in the Gemara. So the Ramban and Tosfos both say that that can't be the case that we're talking about. That can't be what Rish Lakish is talking about, that very case is going to be discussed later in the Gemara. So then the question was, according to Tosfos, why can't Tosfos say like the Ramban? Why can't he say the case is ba bizmano, that you came, is that ba b'toch hazman, that you came within the time of the loan, and then you said your pshat? Why can't Tosfos say like the Ramban? So the Ran explained that Tosfos is being medayik in the lashon of the Gemara. Because you can't say that ba'amar in toch zmani. You can't say that they did an amira with toch hazman. Because then the Gemara should have said that the amira comes toch hazman. The fact that the Gemara only says paraticha b'toch zmani, because he didn't come b'toch zmani, but it's that he's making a taina about the toch zmani. But the amira occurred afterwards. It's ba bizman, and his migo is paraticha b'toch zmani. So a Tosfos would respond to the Ramban is that your case, what you want to understand the case is ba b'toch hazman, and then you say this amira that I'm paying now, and all that stuff that's not so mefarish in the Gemara. So that's how Tosfos would respond back to the Ramban. Okay, moving on to question number three. Hakashu Tosfos al shitas reish lakish sheyehe neman ba'omer paraticha b'toch zmani b'migo. So the eizo migo niskavnu Tosfos. So what's the migo that Tosfos was talking about? So we said the case of according to Tosfos is ba bizmano b'tzarayim, right? That you come in the evening, and what's the taina reya and what's the taina tova? You always have to ask that when you're dealing with a migo. So the taina reya, the taina that you actually make is paraticha b'toch zmani, that I paid during the time of the loan. And the migo and the taina tova that you could have made is barticha yom, that I paid this morning baboker. So why are you not neman in this migo lefi Tosfos? Tosfos would say that this is a believable claim, and you know it makes sense that it's a taina tova. It's a good taina to say paraticha hayom. But why doesn't it work? Tosfos said it's a chutzpah, an amigo de haza, and therefore you won't be neman by that amigo. So the Ravid, although similar to Tosfos, explains with a bit of a twist. So he says that it doesn't work since it is it's the makom haza, similar to Tosfos, since most people do not pay on time. Means so the Ravid is kind of almost like saying that like It's the hazah is that you're going against the chazaka. Not that the hazah is within chutzpah. That's kind of like what Tosfos is saying. It's a chutzpah thing to do. It's a migo de hazah, and therefore you're not going to be neeman. What the Ravid is saying is that it is b'makom hazah. But this is against the chazaka that people do not like to pay on time. The taina that you think is stronger is against this new chazaka. And therefore, yes. So it's not necessarily like Tosfos, but similar. So ma kasha haktzos achoshen al devrei Tosfos. So we gave background to the question, but I think the background are also kind of like rayas also. So, and that's for the next question. The next question asks more for rayas. So we're gonna put that on hold for the background of the question. We'll do that in the next question. But the basic question of the Ktos HaChoshen is that he asks on Tosfos and says that we have many cases by Mamon that Migo Daza works. So what's behind Tosfos? Why is he saying this Migo is Eino Neeman if we have plenty of cases where Migo Daza does actually work? And it is a valid Migo, as we're going to see in the next question with all the different rayas. So ma teiritz al zeh trumas hakrit akari. So what is his response? How would he answer up for Tosfos? He said that even if amigo daza is nemanti pater from mamon, but if there is a chazaka against the taina there's the chazaka against the taina. What's that chazaka? The chazaka is in adam pareya tochazman. That a person does not usually pay doesn't pay his loan during the time of the loan. Therefore, this chazaka weakens the taina, the taina that you're making paraticha tochazman, to the extent that the migo won't help him at all. The taina tova paying that I paid baboker is hazah, it's chutzpedik, and paraticha betochazman is knocked out by this chazaka. So both of your tainas that you could have made are either going to be knocked out by the hazah, or it's going to be knocked out by the chazaka. So that's why even according to Tosfos we say that in this case the migo daza is not going to be neeman. Okay. Question number 4. Haim Neman Adam Amigo Hadaza. So is one gonna be Neman Amigo Daza? Tain Gimel Rayos Lakah. So we brought 3 different rayas going either way. Do we say Migo Daza works or not? And then we'll get to the this is a stacked question. Yeah, okay. Wow. it's like 2 lines. I think it's like a very short question, and you see like the rest of it. It's stacked. Okay, awesome. So let's do the 3 rayas. So the first raya is Bava Mitzia Gimel Amad Aleph. Dealing with the case of Moda Mixas. So it's meaning that you're being kofar on part of the loan. Meaning you're admitting that I still owe part of the loan. So if you would be kofar bakol, if you would say I never owed you anything, he'd be putzer completely. So Rava explained that the yesod of Moda Mixas is where one doesn't have the money now and lies a bit to delay paying right away. He feels the financial pressure and evades the payment. Therefore, we put him on a shvua to make sure he actually is telling the truth. And that's the case of Moda Mixas. So Tosfos, on this Gemara of Bava Mitzia, Gimel Amud Aleph, asks, what is Rava's question? Why does this guy not believe at Moda Mixas? Isn't there a valid Migo claim that he can make? Meaning, but why are we making this guy even make a shvua to begin with? The fact that he's Moda Mixas, and he could have said, what's the Migo? He could have said, Kofar Bakol. He could have said, oh, I don't have anything to do with you. We never had a loan at all. From the fact that he's doing Moda Mixas shows how he could have made a valid claim, so we should believe him right away. Isn't there a valid Migo to be made in this situation? What's Rabba saying over here? Tosfos answered is that he can't be neeman by this migo. Why? This migo would be a migo de haza. Denying the whole payment, he would be neeman. But here he would be. But what's it called? If a lova would be kofar ba'kol, he would be denying all the goodness the malva had done to him. Right? The malva was giving him a loan, and now he's denying the whole entire thing, and that's a big chutzpah. So this would be a raya. This would be a proof for Tosfos that migo de haza isn't neeman and does not work. But now we're going to bring 2 different rayas. Two more rayas about whether migo daza works or doesn't work. So you mentioned the Mishnah Ksuvis Tetvav. We quoted in the Gemara though, but it's Mishnah Ksuvis Tetvav Amabev Tetzayin Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua asks, what happens if Reuven says that this sadeh belongs to your father, but then I bought it from him? So Reuven saying that that you know this field that I got from you belonged to your father, but then I bought it from him. So he said that he's neman in this situation. So why is he neman in that situation? We said that the peh that was maaser is the peh that was matir, right? Even though he's the one who said that it belonged to your father, which is being maaser, he's also the one that was matir because it also belongs to him. So we said, so what's the migo in this situation? What's the migo that's at play? The migo is the ibayi shasik, right? He didn't have to say anything, right? He didn't have to say anything, but the fact that he said that this field belonged to your father, and then I bought it from you, that's a migo. So we said that this is a migo. This is a migo dehaza. How is the migo dehaza? Because the son admitted that it belongs to his father, and the other guy still claimed that it was his. Meaning, the son said, "Yeah, it really was my father's," and the guy still claims that it was his. And so that's a bit of a haza in the situation. He still says that it works. So this would be a raya against Tosfos that a migo dehaza actually does work. Then our third raya, Bava Basra Lamed Vava Med Aleph. So there were goats that ate some kind of grain, and then Nizak grabbed the izim and was towing. So the goats were eating this tfua, and the guy whose tfua was getting eaten, he grabbed the goats, and he made a claim that they ate you know X amount of my sorim of my barley, and we say that since he could have said because the goats are in his property right now. He could have said that these goats now belong to me. We allow him to be neman for tuva. That he can make a claim for more money, and he can get more out of this and make you pay more for the crops that were eaten. So we see that migo dehaza works to be pater for mammon over here as well. That because he that even though this is a migo dehaza. He's still neman in this situation, and we mentioned the different tainas in the situation. I wanted to send people later. I mean, I can say it now that the owner says that they were achlu harbe. They ate like thousands of dollars worth of produce. And the owner of the goats is saying no, they only ate a little bit. But because he could have made the claim lekuchen hem biyadi, therefore he's neman for the higher amount. So those were the three rayas going back either against Tosfos or for the Ramban. So now what's the next part of the question? The Eze Yisod Ha'ala Haran L'Chalak Ben Mikurim. So what does the Ran say? How can he be mechalak between all these different cases? So he would say that there's a difference between Mamon and Shvua. So what does that mean? So how does that mean the difference between Mammon and Shua? So we use the Rav Chanan Wasserman Kovet Shurim to break down what the Ran was saying, and this was how the Kovet Shurim explained things. He said that when it comes to amigo, there are two factors at play. First is there's a biror, and what does that mean? It's the fact that we testify on Sahade that Mali Lila Shaker, that's the lashon of the Gemara. But what does that really mean? What are we saying? Is that the fact that they didn't lie better? Because that means that he's saying the truth right now. I mean, the fact that I could have made a better taina, right? So that what I'm saying now has to be truthful. That's the first way to understand amigo. The second way to understand amigo is the koach taina of what you're saying right now. What you're saying right now in itself has that manas, and what did Rebbe say? It's the Zelbazaf. It's the same as the Taina Tova. Your Taina Reya that you're making right now has so much strength that it's Kielu has the same exact power as the Taina Tova that you could have made. It's the same exact thing. Not that the fact that I could have made better shows that what I'm saying now is good, but that it's the same exact thing that my Taina Reya is a Taina Tova. And that's the second way of understanding amigo. The question was, so how does this play out? How does this work out by mamon? Why does migo dehaza now going to work by mamon and not by shvua? So we said by mamon, either there's biru or namanus, and that would help the taina work out. However, by shvua, we don't trust you, which is why we need you to make a shvua to mivar your taina's emes, right? When you're making a shvua, it's because we think that you're not telling the truth, that there's some kind of thing lacking in your statement, which is why we need you to make the shvua. Therefore, should amigo work b'makom shvua? Would amigo work in the situation? If I have a biror in the migo, right? If what I'm saying has like is a biror, and the fact that I could say something better because what I'm saying now is strong, then I don't need a shvua. However, if I'm missing that first element, right? If I'm missing that first element, and what I'm saying lacks a biror, then the migo won't work b'makom shvua. So therefore, how does this work with now that we've kind of spelled it out a little bit, so how is that going to play out by migo da'aza? So we're saying by migo da'aza, it works by my mamon. Why? Because it has a koach ha'taina. It's a chutzpah and a better taina by saying martich ha'yom, and he'd be neman, but it's a chutzpah. However, we lack the beer elements. So even though we have the koach ha'taina, the koach ha'taina is going to help us by mamon, because mamon is okay with having a koach ha'taina. But not by shvua, because what's the issue by shvua? By shvua, it lacks the birur element, the migo da'aza, and therefore it's not going to work by shvua. By shvua, we need the birur, and that's lacking. Migo da'aza is lacking that first element of the kovet shurim, and therefore shvua, the one thing we need is a birur, and if it's lacking that, then it's not going to work. So how are we going to respond to that? So that's the next part of the question. Ketad chilak Ravina Yona Beina Mikarim. So how does he machalak between the cases differently? So he's saying is that we're not saying that the chazaka shein adam meiz wouldn't apply to mamon because one would be willing to be chutzpadik. Meaning he's saying is that by mamon one is more willing to be chutzpadik. However, by shvua, one isn't willing to go to this. One isn't necessarily willing to go to this. Isn't necessarily willing to go to the same length. By mamon, we are choshed him for gzela. However, by shvua, we don't think he's a goslem. Rather, he's just trying to buy time. We think, oh, he did moedet miksas because he wanted to buy time for himself. Therefore, this person wouldn't want to be chutzpadik either. So we said that chutzah by mamon carries the day, but not by shvua. Therefore, there's a koach in the birur for mamon, but there's going to be no koach in the birur by shvua. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah would argue. Moving on to question 5. Kisat efsher levar divrei trumas akeri v'das ha-tosvos l'viya yisod ha-gon rav al-chanan v'lama ha-ramban lo ratza lefarish k'ma tosvos. Okay, so we had mentioned the two aspects of amigo da'aza, the birur versus the koach and amanas. But the Trumas Hakeri had said that what hurts the Migo Da'aza in this situation was the Chazaka. So how does that work out with the two ways of understanding Amigo that the Kovet Shirim had discussed? So we said that what's the Chazaka doing? The Chazaka weakens the Koach HaTaina. So meaning, so that you have this Migo Da'aza b'makom Chazaka. So the koach hataina is going to be weakened, and the birur aspect is being means we have two aspects, right? We have the birur and we have the koach hataina. So the chazaka is what's weakening the koach hataina, and the migo da'aza is what's weakening the birur in that first step of the kovet shirim. So. Lama Ramban lo ratza lefarish k'ma tosvos. So why does the Ramban argue? So he would say that the beer of mamon still stands, and it's still going to be a good migo. And as the Kovet Shurim helped us explain through the Ramban has a different chilek between mamon and shvua. He might say that the migo da'aza has that beer element through mamon and not shvua, and therefore would be neman in the face. It actually would be neman in the face of a chazaka, and it actually would work out. Whereas according to Tosfos, the Makam Chazaka, the Koach HaTaina is going to be totally shot. So now, question number 6. Mahi Shitas Abai Rava B'Omer Halva Praticha B'Tos Mani. So this is just in the Gemara, which that Rava and Abai would say that one actually would be Neman to pay B'Tos Mani. And why is that so? Because he says that if he comes into money, he'll decide to pay now. Because it doesn't want to have a tear debt. It doesn't want to have a pressure. A pressure of having to pay later. So he says, you know what? If I have money right now, I'll pay it off as quickly as I can. Therefore, actually, will be neman b'toch hazman. So ma'akash ha'tosvos b'chor b'schiros. So what was his kasha from Bechor and Sfiras? So if there's a tirda, if there's this pressure by Sfiras and Pidyon Aben, then why is there a cheskas shalom nasan in those situations? Shouldn't one be allowed and believe to pay b'toch hazman? I mean, according to Rava and Abaye, as long as you have a tirda, as long as you have a pressure to pay, then you're going to be, then you're with neman b'toch hazman. So if Pidyon Aben and Sfiras are both have this idea of tirdan, then why do we say Chazka Shlo Nasan? According to Rabban Abaye, it should be no different. So how are we machalik between these two cases, these three cases, but we're really putting Sliras and Pidyon in one category versus Halva on the other. So what's the difference between these cases? So first we gave the answer of the Re. I'll say it more outside because we it is getting a little bit late. But the Re said the Iker is whether the Chiyav is a Dover Baror or not. Not about whether the Chiyav has been Chal or not. So by Sliras and Pidyon HaBen, the Chiyav isn't a Dover Baror. It's not necessarily so clear what's going to happen, right? Maybe the baby will die. Maybe the house will fall down. You won't necessarily need to pay. Therefore, those cases are Gemini Chazka Shalom Nasa. But by our cases of halva, the chiyav is clear, meaning you have a document saying that I'm going to pay at X time, or so. Therefore, it's more clear about what's going to be happening going forward. The Rashba says no. The chiluk is that by schiras of Pidyon HaBen, the chiyav hasn't been chal yet, but by halva, the chiyav is chal immediately. And a tirdan is then going to be chal as well. I mean, according to the Rashba, the question is when is the chiyav going to be chal? And then we mentioned the third sheet that was the Ravid. He deals with two factors. Tadafka by halva, one will pay toch hazman. Why? Because the malva is doing him a chesed. He's doing him a chesed by giving him a loan, so he wants to pay earlier. However, he should. However, by Pidyon HaBen, he says there's no chalos achiyo. Right, the chiyo hasn't been chal yet. So the question was, I mean, Rav is making an equation, right? He's saying, by halva, there's chesed. So you would think they say that if by halva, there's chesed, then there's no chesed by Pidyon HaBen to pay earlier. But he just said there's no chalos chiyuv. So what does that mean? He should have said that you know, if there is chesed here, there's no chesed there. He says there's no chesed here, but I mean, there is chesed here, but there's no chalos chiyuv over there. So what's this disconnect? So we wanted to say within the Ravid that there are really two factors. There's the chalos chiyuv, and there's also this idea of chesed. So by halva, there is chesed, so one will feel a tear on the pay earlier. However, by pidyon and sfiros, they lack both the chalos chiyuv, similar to the Rashba, and they're lacking another aspect of chesed. There's no chesed of paying earlier by pidyon haben. There's no chesed of paying earlier by a rent. So moving on to question number 7. Ramanda Chiku HaRamban Gama Arik Bebir Sheikh Tassaf Rish Lakish Betain Gibel Nafkumin as Benehim. Okay, so the Ma'arik had said that once the Lova is Nischayv at one point, the Chiyav is Chal right away. That Chiyav starts right away. However, the Ramban in Makos, I mean, I can say out what he says like the Pashas, but we can go into it for a second. He says that. I mean, I guess I'll say this. Yeah. Second. So in Malchus, we're dealing with the case of Adam Zomerman that are causing him to lose money. What's it called? If they owe them, yeah. So I'm gonna just say it outside. So the Ramban says that he's not chayev betocha, that you're not gonna be chayev betocha zman. The Ma'arik was saying that the chiyev applies right away. That once the chiyev occurs, once the chiyev is chal, it's chal right away, and therefore. It's going to carry out throughout the whole entire Zman. Whereas the Ramban was saying, you're not chayev b'toch hazman, and that's why just in Makos we were saying is that we're, the reason we're making the Eidim Zomim pay is because they were creating a chiyuv, right? They were creating, I mean, the guy was going to have to pay regardless, but the Eidim Zomim made this guy have to pay earlier, made him have to pay earlier, and they were creating the chiyuv to pay. Meaning before this guy thought he had 10 years to pay, right? And now they're saying, oh, you have to pay in a couple months. So they're creating a chiyuv, right? Implying what? They're creating a chiyuv that implies that the chiyuv actually wasn't chal until they were the ones who tried to create a chiyuv for this guy to pay earlier. So therefore, according to the Ramban, we're saying that the chiyuv did not exist until the Eidim Zomim made a claim, meaning that the chiyuv was not chal in the very beginning. So what are the three nafkaminas between the Ma'arik and the Ramban? Whether the chiyuv is chal right away, or whether it occurs at the end. So our first nafkamina was mechila, right? Tomi mochel, the chiyuv wasn't chal yet. Another nafkamina we gave was tfisa. Can one take back his object if the chiyuv wasn't chal? And the third case, which we mentioned within the Brisker Rav, was the idea of Shemitah being shamar. So now, Lafia Marik, Ma Kasha al Rish Lakesh before Viskiris. So what's the Kasha on Rish Lakesh from Bechor and Skiris? So you take the understanding of the Marik, the Chiyav is Chal right away. And then according to Rish Lakesh, why isn't the Lovet going to be Neman to Shloshim, right? If we say the second you make this loan, the chiyuv is chal right away, then according to Reish Lakish, it should be neman b'toch shloshim. So we said that maybe Reish Lakish could answer and say that there's a difference between kovei and stam. And we could use the idea of Rabbeinu Yonah and the tzma, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah said that it's either a din of the malveh, by kovei azman, because the malveh is saying that I don't need the money until time X, and therefore by koveya we're going to say that there's no chiyuv during the koveya, because the malveh is saying I don't necessarily need the money. I don't necessarily need the money till later. Or you could say, that was all within the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Sma, we could say, no, maybe it's all it did in the Loveh. Loveh is saying, I need the money until this time by Koveya, and therefore there's a difference between, that's why you're going to be Neman, that's why there'd be different by Koveya and Stam. However, we said according to the Ksos HaChoshen, these reasons work out great to understand why you're not going to be Neman to Shloshim. But they wouldn't necessarily help us by Pinur Aben and Skiris. These svars aren't necessarily going to apply for Skiris and Pinur Aben. And we still assume that these are Cheska Shalom Nasan. So what's the answer? If the Chiyuv is Chal, then how are these cases, how are these three cases different? How do we understand the connection between these three cases of Halva, Skiris, and Pinur Aben? So we wanted to give two different answers on how to approach it. We say either they're all the same, or there's a difference between the two. So either it's based on an umdinav that one won't be poreya b'toch hazman, and that umdinav of not being poreya b'toch hazman is going to apply to all three cases. It applies to halva, it applies to skiras, and it applies to pinyon aben. So that's why that's why he's not going to be neman. It's not a function of the chiyav at all. When you start dealing with the chiyav, it gets confusing. Does it relate to this case or that case? How does that play out? But you say it's all a function of the umdina, then we can say that they're all working within the same idea of pareah, that one won't be pareah to chazman, and therefore you're not going to be neman. Or we say that maybe it's unfair to compare these two cases together. Maybe there's a distinction between halva on the one side and pinyon aben and sfiros on the other side. Maybe by pinyon aben slash sfiros, one isn't neman because the chiyav isn't chal until the 30 days later, or the chiyav isn't chal until later, either whether it's 30 days or it's whenever the 30 days after the baby's born. However, by malveh, the chiyav exists. So the chiyav does exist, right? Meaning by malveh, the chiyav is chal right away. So therefore, we need to bring in the sma and Rabbi Yonah to explain how the difference between stam halva and the koveh azman. And Pinyon Aben and Sfiros are working in totally different realms from malveh, and that's how we answer up the question. Okay, we'll stop here.